Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. We have Joe Patrica on the phone with us talking about everything film, all kinds of stuff about American Film Institute, which is awesome. So we're switching gears right now. And Joe, are you there?
Yep, I am here.
When you were talking earlier about, you know, you had to pay the bills kind of thing, and I think a lot of people, anybody, man, woman, anybody that wants to really do something very passionate about an art, and it's not really original to film. You know, if you're really passionate, how do you juggle and balance the artist's life, you know, and then, you know, in the same respect, be able to pay rent, you know?
And that's, you know, sort of the big question, particularly if you choose to go to, like, graduate school, which these days is really expensive. You sort of get out into the world with a lot of student loan debt that you have to pay. And even if you don't choose graduate school and you just want to do something that is a big, long stretch, you know, the day-to-day and paying the rent, you know, you're not going to get a job directing a movie for Walt Disney Pictures, you know, next week. It can be hard, and you can, you know, like, how long do you hang on to the dream? How long, you know, when do you give up? When do you move back home? All of those kind of questions. And I think we answer all those questions ourselves. I mean, I think that as much of an internal struggle as it can be, it's kind of about what we can tolerate and what we can take. I remember there were actually a number of teachers that I've had through my life who basically said, if you want to do anything else, if there's anything else that you could do with your life other than make film, write film, whatever the class might be about, go do it. If this is just something you kind of want to do, if this is something that, you know, it would be really cool if you did it. But, you know, it's also okay if you, you know, manage the store down the street. Go manage the store down the street, because it's going to be a long, hard road. And you have to really know that this is what you want. And so then, sort of taking it more personal from there, when I was sort of working in advertising, I had initially thought, well, advertising's kind of like media, and it's kind of related to film, so it's not that far outside the bag. But actually, it was very different from working in film or working in filmmaking or production. And it did make me really know that I wanted to get back into it. And knowing that I wanted to get back into it kind of meant starting from zero again. But when you know that's what you want, it's okay.
No, I agree with that. I mean, it's like when you know what you want to do and you know it's going to be an uphill battle, having even 20% of yourself say, well, you know, I mean, it'd be okay if I got it. That's not even the point. You have to be completely so dedicated because there's just so many things in between you and achieving that goal.
Right.
I mean, do you ever see people that are about to quit, about to give up, and it works out for them?
Oh, of course. Those are always the best stories. Those are always kind of great because that gives everyone hope. That sort of lets the rest of the hopefuls or the wannabes think, it can happen. It can happen to me too. That person was in my class, or I knew that person, or I know someone who knows that person. And so that's always really exciting and really exhilarating. You know, the thing is, it does seem like it's about two things. One being the work itself, the art itself, and that's sort of something that only you can know if it's good enough or if you're willing to put it out there or put yourself out there for it. The other part is the business part, and that is, you know, you have to figure out a way to make money doing this. And you know, we're all not going to get the $1 million to make an independent feature. We might have to make it in the backyard with our, you know, college acting friends for a tenth of that. But that's okay. There's ways to do that these days. And if you want to do it badly enough, you can do it. And it takes a lot, and it takes a lot out of you. But it's a great thing to do.
You know, do you ever see that when you're getting closer to your goal that there seems to be fewer people around you?
Of course. I mean, it's like that smaller world that, you know, I moved out to Los Angeles 20 years ago and knew no one. Didn't have a friend, didn't have a family member out here. And now 20 years later, it seems really funny and strange how everybody I know seems to be in some way interconnected to each other, and you had no idea they even knew each other, and the world is really, really small.
No, that's awesome. It's like, I think that sometimes you finally find people that come from wherever, it could have been like in a class or wherever, that have the same dreams as you do, and everything else kind of goes by the wayside.
Right. I mean, I suppose that, you know, people who like, I don't know, horse racing, you know, eventually they find themselves surrounded by the people who are really into and the top people in horse racing.
That's cool.
You know, I mean, it's sort of like every little niche, film, doctors, horse racing, there's worlds in there. The hard part is when you're not, you know, when it seems insurmountable to get there, when it seems like, you know, I'm just nobody living on Starbucks barista wages. How is it possible for me to get anywhere? But there's a million classes, there's a million competitions, YouTube, you know, there's tons of ways to get your voice out there. So, you know, I think that you can make those connections if you need them.
What are some of those media outlets? You said YouTube. What are some other things that you think are good for filmmakers to put their material out there for the masses to see?
I mean, I think something like YouTube is a great way to do it if you have a following. All of the social media sort of interconnectivity between Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and how everyone comments on everything of each other through all of those tools is a great way to get the word out there. But there's also a lot of competitions. You know, there's big competitions where Doritos for the Super Bowl has a competition to make a funny commercial. A lot of companies have similar type competitions to do that kind of thing. There's a lot of classes, a lot of workshops that give you a chance to have your work, you know, screened in a theater during a film festival or something like that. And that's a great way to get exposure or to meet people. All the local film festivals around the country. I mean, there's film festivals in every community. Great way to meet other people who love film. Great way to see film that might inspire you. Great way to get your film up there particularly if you're local, there might be a great link to have a local filmmaker in a local film festival. There's a lot of opportunities out there. It's just a matter of, you know, finding a way to make it or make it through.
You know, a lot of people, like I've heard of, you know, Slam Dance and all those other great film festivals, but a lot of people think of Sundance, obviously.
Of course.
How hard is it to get
into? At the same time, it's really hard to get into Sundance. But there's, you know, there's a film festival in every major city, and even most minor cities these days, it seems. And some of those film festivals around the country are also really specific to a genre. They might be science fiction or Latino or gay and lesbian or action movies or children's movies or Christian movies. And if you have work that fit into any of those categories, it's therefore a smaller community that you have to sort of break through. And then once you have a little bit of, you know, you got into a festival or two, you know, maybe a larger festival could pay attention to you.
Okay, so that
I'm not saying that don't go for Sundance. I mean, that's the dream, and you should always go for it. But they receive thousands and thousands of films, and, you know, you have to get used to people saying no and the rejection of it. You know, the chances are probably slimmer to get into Sundance than they are to get into, you know, any great film festival around the country.
Is there any specific film festivals that you would tell people that maybe the beginning film festivals that are interesting? Or,
well, like I said, I mean, most every, I mean, even here in Los Angeles, there's like three or four smaller inner city film festivals, from the Downtown Independent Film Festival, the Valley Film Festival, the Silver Lake Film Festival. And all of those are, you know, a smaller, more local community. And they're a great way to sort of inspire filmmakers and get your films seen. I mean, I was to a film festival in Ohio at Ohio State. It was somehow or another affiliated with the college. And it had a great, you know, collection of films and a lot of people seeing those films. I mean, that's the great thing, is particularly in smaller towns, it's, you know, all the film lovers will come out for a film festival, which is kind of nice.
That is cool, because it's like just kind of a balance. It's like a lot of people being aware of it, as well as just community.
Yeah, I think as long as, like, while most film festivals have an application fee, you have to pay to apply to be considered to get into the festival, if the film festival has a fee to be accepted into the film festival, i.e. you have to buy your way in, those aren't the cool film festivals. I mean, most film festivals, you know, there's a $25 to $100 application fee, and that's normal, and you may get selected and you may not. But the film festivals that'll charge a couple $100 and guarantee you a slot in their festival, those ones aren't so cool.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that cool. Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're actually winning it or doing anything. It's just you're paying to get in.
Exactly, exactly. And usually they're not, you know, they're run for profit and they're not run for, you know, for the quality of things.
Well, I got to ask you a question. I'm going to put you on the spot right now. I'm going to have you come back and do another show with me in the future.
That's quite all right. This flew by. It's incredible.
I know. You don't think it will, and then all of a sudden it's like, boom, we're almost done.
It sure does.
Let me ask you, can you give two lasting thoughts before you come back, hopefully in the next few weeks, to our listeners about just sticking with your passion?
It's interesting because I went to see a movie with a friend yesterday. And, you know, it wasn't a great movie, and my friend kind of knew the filmmaker and knew, like, the filmmaker was really hyped about the movie and really was excited and was telling all his friends to go see this movie. And we got out of the theater, and, it wasn't so good, and we were kind of not in such a great mood talking about it afterwards. And he was just like, wow, what do you do when you, like, do you know it's not so good, or do you know, like, is it just an emotional killer to not feel like it's a good movie? And I said, no, because it's about your next movie. It's about your work. It's not about this one-off thing. Some people are going to like it. Some people aren't going to like it. It was in a movie theater where people paid admission on a Saturday in Los Angeles. That's a great thing and a good win. And for a filmmaker, that's wonderful. But the fact that it wasn't so good, that's too bad. I'm sure the filmmaker is in some place in their heart disappointed about it. But it's about the work. It's about the big picture. It's about keeping going. It's not that one thing, and that one thing isn't the only thing that defines you. You flop, you write a miss, you give a bad performance, whatever part of the sort of creative process you're involved in. Pick yourself up and do it again tomorrow, because you will continue to get better, and it's about the journey.
I like that. That's solid. That's all. Well, thank you.
Thank you,
Joe, for coming on our show, and I sure really appreciate it.
Have a good evening.
Hey,
have a good couple weeks. Whenever you schedule me back next, we'll continue the conversation.
Perfect. We'll pick up where we stopped for tonight.
All right. Thank you, Ashley.
Have a good night.
You too.
So, you know, tonight's show was really interesting. Cynthia Smoot with her comments on Dallas, and that's all about, you know, getting together and organizing and having some fun in life. And I think that's important because I work a lot and I probably work too much. And, you know, it doesn't matter. You still got to have some fun. You still got to get at it sometime. I don't know how many things that I'm going to make, but I know that I'm going to at least get out and do something because it's good to see people. It's good for fellowship. Also, Joe brought up some really good concepts about you just got to stick with things. You know, when things aren't going your way and stuff's happening, even if you put something out there, at least you're putting something out there. You're putting something that you've made. You're putting something that you care about. You're putting something that's important out there. And, you know, the first time might not be the best time. The second time might be better than the first, but it might not be the greatest. You just keep going and going. I mean, just like in a radio show, just like anything else, the first time you do the first show, it's okay. It's fine. You know, it's not great. There's not fireworks going off, to be honest with you. You know, and you find all the faults and all the problems when you listen to the audio later and it makes you cringe. And then you go, you know, you go week by week and you listen to yourself and you get better and you better and better. And that's just the way life is that if you really put together the effort and the time and you really want to do something so bad that there isn't anything else for you to do, like Joe was saying, for example, if you could be a medical salesperson instead of doing this, then go do it. But if you're really trying to pursue an art passion that's really important to you and a passion in general, you got to be ready for all the punches. And that's what life's about. On next Sunday, Jake Busey is going to be introducing his new Jake bike on the show. So that's going to be an interesting, exciting show. He's making his own bikes called the Jake Bike, and they're motorized and they're really cool. And hopefully he'll be able to come in town here soon and show us those bikes. I'm really looking forward to that. And he's always got a really neat perspective on things. You know, that's what this show's all about, is about having that individual perspective and being able to say, hey, you know, I feel this way. I think this way. I'm open. I'm open for information. I'm open for content. I'm open for seeing things in a different way. I'm open for all this stuff, and this is great, and this is my life. But at the same time, I can take information in, but I have my decisions, my thought process, and I'm happy with what I'm doing. Next Sunday, we're going to have some more interesting perspectives. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. But, you know, just remember to do a few things. Remember to be yourself. Remember to power up. You know, you got to remember that you deserve the life. You deserve a good life. You deserve to be happy. And remember to live from love and not with fear, because it's all about love. It's all about looking through rose-colored glasses. Sometimes bad things happen, but try to correct that. Recorrect that. Get back to who you are. Just overlook it. Allow the bad to go. That's not the things that you want to remember. You always want to remember the good. You want to keep the good around you. You want to harness the good. You want to block the bad. So remember that. Remember to live your true life. And remember that every Sunday, we'll be here on 570 KLIF, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, to have our perspective. Have a good night.